Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Atletico Mints with me, Andrew Dawson. I want you to picture yourself on a romantic trip to Venice with your partner. You're floating along in a gondola on a hot summer's day, taking in the sights, the sounds and the smells of one of the most unique cities on the planet. You almost feel as though you're living in some kind of vivid dream. But then a spluttering, knackered old jet ski crashes into the side of the boat. The gondolier falls into the water. A reeking, potato-shaped individual clambers on board and shouts,
"Here, I brought you a cornetto. I made it out of a hollowed-out turnip that I filled with mud, but it probably tastes all right if you give it a go."
It is, sadly, my co-host, Mr. Bob Mortimer.
Oh, Mr. Mudman. With your Italian ice cream scam. Mr. Robert.
Oh, wow.
How we wish you'd stop it. Hello.
Good morning, Bob.
All right, how are you doing now, kid?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm doing okay. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm all right. I have to mention my sadness on your behalf with Sunderland, but there you go.
Thanks for reminding me of that. It's fine. We deserved nothing, and that's what we got. And
true,
that's
though,
football.
Isn't it?
Totally true. We were awful for most of the season. I can only think of three decent games. I don't want to talk about football too much.
Okay.
I can only think about three decent games. The rest of it was just dross. But, you know, I think, what was it they say? They say, we go again, don't they?
We go again.
And this podcast goes again. And here we are.
My son lost a very big fish yesterday. I was fishing with him. Mm. And I said, big lad it was, and he lost it. I said, how do you feel about that? Do you think you'll ever go get over it? And he said those exact words. He said, we go again.
That's beautiful.
I thought, I was wondering if he'd had media training or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did he use the word iconic a lot?
I've had a little poem in from John Cooper Lockdown, Andy.
Oh, that's nice. I'll come here.
It's
then.
Nice of him, isn't it?
Yeah, what form does that come in?
It was sent to me just as, what would you call it, text? Visual, virtual text. Not a hard copy.
In a letter, not a hard copy.
Not a letter, so it was an email.
An email, you've got it printed out, have you?
No, I've got it on the screen here.
Okay.
Here he goes. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I sit at home with me tracksuit on. The gusset is low, the odour is strong. I eat a yoghurt straight from the pot with the finger I just used to pick out some snot. I wipe my hand on the arm of the chair. A bit of half-chewed raspberry gets in a tear. I poke at it with me bookie's pen, but it just sinks in further like a startled wren. I get on all fours, place me lips round the tear. I fill me lungs with the fetid lounge air. I suck on the rip like it's a McDonald's straw, and out pops a porn cracker from 2004. A hint of its flavour still remains, enhanced by a blast of chicken shop drains. I crave another shrimp and poultry hit, so I pull at the tear and give it a rip. I dismantle the chair, but there's no more crackers. Now I'm sat on the floor, licking Daily Ree wrappers. I'm locked down, Gary. How do you do? I used to mix paints at B&Q. So, nice of him to send them in.
That was lovely. Lovely update there, yeah.
How do you picture lockdown, Gary? Gary's slender.
I just picture him. He just looks like John Cooper Clarke. I'm sorry.
Not fair enough.
there's nothing else to add to that. I have a couple of names for you, if you'd like to consider them. First one is Perpetual Leslie. He goes and goes and goes and goes. That's all I've got about him. Or you can be the human pill. He is a man who is trying to turn himself into a tablet and eventually become the first person in the world to swallow himself. So you can be him.
I quite like Perpetual
Leslie.
Yeah.
Or the human pill.
Constantly run.
Just constant, just goes and goes and goes and goes and cannot be stopped. Or you can, of course, be Honky Tonk.
I'll be Honky Tonk, thanks.
Just be Honky Tonk. All right, fair enough.
I was going to offer you the trapeze artist, formerly known as Quince.
Nice.
Used to be able to hang from a tree for months on end, but eventually fell, like all his predecessors. He burns romantic images into wood offcuts using sparklers. You're not tempted?
No, I like it. Is that it? Any others?
You can be Norman Little Bottles the Third, one of the three legendary Little Bottles that threw horse muck at a branch of Lloyd's Bank in the 1980s.
Yeah, I remember that.
His hair transplant is hanging on in there. Just.
You know what? I'm going to be him. Norman Little Bottles the Third.
Norman, hello, Norman. How are you doing? So, Andrew.
Yeah.
Badger Infinity Rocket Plastics.
Yeah.
Managed what he calls, it's one of those phrases from the industry, a monkey hump onto the router at Big Sam Allardyce's house last week.
Right.
And got us a recording of an emergency Zoom meeting of the British Manager's Lunch Club.
Oh, good. Let's have that then.
Shall we have that?
Oh, please. Yeah.
You know, just play it. It's an MP4 format for people who are interested in that kind of thing. Good evening, gentlemen. What do we want? Money! What do we want it for? Nout! As in, Andrew, they want to do nout for the money.
Yeah, of course.
Not, you know what I mean?
Thanks for explaining that.
Right, thank you for attending at such short notice, but I thought you would like to hear the news before the folk at West Brom do. Here goes. Tomorrow, I complete my destroying exit at the Albion. I'm handing in my resignation and leaving with a superb record of failure and distress. I'm ready to seek out and rinse the next club that offers me a job. Money, 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 money. Money! And they all lick their lunch club badges. Steve McLaren chips in.
Oh, that's such good news, Sam. And it's just a shame that there was no fans in the stadium this season to suffer the shit you served up.
Very regretful indeed. Now, listen, once the news breaks, I need us all to be singing from the same prayer sheet, right? So keep it simple. Blame the lack of support from the chairman, the attitude of the players, the previous manager's transfer policy and expectations being too high. Maybe mention the inexperience of the squad. You all know the mantra, so stick to it. Now, as a special treat, I'd like to invite into the meeting, here he comes, a very old friend of mine, Mr. Roy Hodgson, who has a proposal to put to us. Hello, Roy.
Hello, Sam. Nice to see you looking so magnificent. Sat there like the Grand Old Guildford at the table of Verisipes.
Sorry, Roy, you've lost me there.
It's Warhammer.
What?
Warhammer.
I think he's saying, where's me mama? Oh, I miss my mum so much, Roy. And it doesn't get any easier, you know.
Warhammer.
Oh, all right, Roy. Let's move on. Let's move on to Crystal Palace. I see you've finally given them the boot after draining the very soul of the club bone dry. What made you pack it in?
Oh, very simple. About 2 months ago, the club completed a complete refurbishment of the ballroom.
Oh, did you get new carpets? That should be the centrepiece of any refurbishment. Listen up, I've got a little song. Whether it's worsted, patterned, plain or striped, a carpet makes your room look nice. Never skimp on quality and always buy a warranty. Accidents do happen.
All right, Steve. Right, you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Now, during the refurbishment, the boardroom table, which previously measured 6 foot by 4 foot, was replaced with a 10 foot by 5 foot unit. totally inappropriate for Woolhammer. I was out of there quicker than a whippet with a sparkler up its arse. Honestly, 10 foot by 5 foot. Who do they think I am? A scenery junkie?
So, are you looking for a new club to stagnate and deflate?
No, I've got to concentrate on Woolhammer. I've got a tag hammer match on next month. Me and Ben Take versus Andros Townsend and Wolf Saha. The tag format means we can deploy both Orcs and Ice Warriors. So, I'll be honest, it should be fucking carnage. Townsend's going to deploy his fancy pants potions, but they're no match for Orc brutality. I've got 10,000 quid rusting on the match. Easy, 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 easy.
Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Well, good luck with that, Roy. Now, what was this proposal you said you had?
Oh, that. I wondered if Steve and Wade Rudy wanted to have a stab at the palace job. I could put in a word for them.
Oh, that's very kind, Roy. Like a kind young boy helping a pensioner to find a banana he's lost or to cross the road to the chemist's for his syrup of figs. What do you reckon, Wade?
Well, you know, it's tempting, but I don't want to prejudice the cash payout I'll get when Darby give me the boot at Christmas.
It's a good point, Wade. And don't forget that next season, Fun and Laughter Bars will have an exclusive concession at the Derby Stadium. They're like a chocolate kiss from a nougatine prince. Isn't that right, Casper?
Bang on.
And Colleen hates London. She reckons it's too hot. Very, very hot. So hot that you need a sub at the base of your ass crack. And that.
Fuck yous then. I'll get Frank Lampard to do the job. And I might even stay on as sports director or some such shit. As long as they get that old boardroom table back.
Right, well, fair enough. Thank you. Now, Mark Hughes, isn't it time you got back into the gravy jug? What's going on?
Well, the lockdown and sales of my, you know, new plywood thigh boots for saucy pensioners, you know, they've hit rock bottom, to be honest.
Ha ha ha! Bottom! Did you hear that, Casper? Like ass?
You are.
No, you are.
I said it first.
Oh, you cheeky bugger, Casper. So you did.
Owned.
Also, I was... I'm wondering, Roy, you know, do you think you could maybe put a word in for me at the palace?
No chance. I want them to slowly rot and reverse, not fucking implode.
I love this lunch club more than the horses.
Laughter feels good.
That's it, Andy.
Oh, that's lovely. I've enjoyed that very much.
You got a quiz for me?
I have got a quiz for you.
Go on then.
I'm gonna continue to drain the life out of Moth, or not Moth.
All right.
Yeah. Well, there's a little twist at the end this week, which you might like or might not. Moth or not Moth, I'm going to give you the names of five moths, or they might not be moths, you've got to tell me. Moth or not Moth. Here we go.
Okay,
five
go on.
Coming right up. Number one, the Icy Jester. Is it a moth or is it not a moth?
Not Moth.
Not a moth. You're right.
Gotcha.
Correct. Number two, Orc Processionary. Moth or not Moth?
Moth.
Yeah, it's a moth. Fuck's sake. Have you been swatting up on moths?
No.
Are you sure?
I haven't.
Number three, Pretty Pinion. Moth or not moth?
Moth.
Yes, that's a moth. Number four, Figure of 80. Moth or not moth?
Not moth.
Get in. That's a fucking moth. Finally, your 100% record's gone. This doesn't really matter, this one. Finally, one Forest Favourite. Moth or not moth?
Forest favourite?
Forest favourite.
Not moth.
Yeah, that's not a moth. 4 out of 5.
One away from being like a supreme being. Yeah.
There's a little tiebreaker for you, though.
Go on, then.
Don't even relate to moths. When my dog Oscar urinates on the decking out the back, how many times does the urine touch one or more of his feet? Is it A, 10%, B, 25%, or C, 50%?
50.
Ah, it's 25. So you failed on the tiebreaker. And the rules of Moth or Not Moth mean that your entire victory is now null and void.
That seems very fair, Andy.
Yeah, but that's the rules.
Do you wipe Oscar's feet before he comes back in?
No.
I don't think any dog owner would. Here's an unusual thing, Andy. I was in Wales last week with the family having a little holiday, you know. Mm-hmm. And there was a little village near where we were staying that had a chip shop.
All right.
And lovely. One evening, I went down there to get chip supper for the family, you know. And I was at the doorway. There was one other fella in there. I was at the doorway doing like the social distance thing.
Yeah.
And this bloke was ordering his food at the counter. And this is what I heard, right? Mm. How much is cod and bastard chips?
£6.10.
Fuck. £6.10, you robbing bastard. What's the 10 bastard pence for? The bastard fin?
There's no fin on a cod fillet, sir.
Aye, clever bastard, are you?
And could you keep your language down for the other customers, please?
Now, Mick, this point, turned and looked at me.
Oh.
Have you got a bastard problem with my bastard language, you fat, short, balding bastard? No, fine by me, I said.
Yeah.
How much is Savoy and bastard chips?
£4.
I'll give you £3 bastard quid. That's my first and final bastard of an offer.
It's not an auction house, sir. The prices are fixed.
What kind of bastard chip shop is this? These prices are those of a bastard. Only a bastard would pay them.
It's up to you, sir.
Two bastards, right it is. How much of is a bag of bastard chips, you bastard of a man?
£2, or £2.30 for a large bag.
That's bastard steep, that is. Where do you get your bastard spuds from? The His Royal Highness, the Duke of Bastards?
You won't find them anywhere cheaper anywhere else in Powys.
Then Powys is full of bastards with more money than bastard cents. I'll take a standard bastard portion of chips. Have you got any bastard ketchup?
No, sir, just ordinary tomato. 10p a sachet.
I have to pay for bastard ketchup.
Tomato?
Do you see what I'm trying there, Andy? It's bastard tomato. No, it's bastard ketchup. No, it's tomato ketchup.
Do you want to do that bit again?
No, it probably just doesn't work. Never mind. You know what? You can stick your bastard chips up your bastard shitter. I'll go to Lidl and buy some bastard crinkle cuts.
Okay, sir. Will that be all?
No, one more thing.
What's that, sir?
You're a bastard. Your chips are bastards. Your fish is only fit for bastards. And your prices are an exercise in bastardry. Good bastard, bye. As he passed me, I said, "Hiya, Mick." And he replied, "What right have you got to speak to me, you bastard man?" I said, "I'm none. I'm so sorry, Mick." "What are you?" I said, "I'm a bastard." "Two bastard right with a bastard in each pocket and a log of bag of bastards on your back. Take care now, son." So that was something.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
As you might know, on our Athletico Parsnips bonus episode, available at patreon.com/athleticomins, listeners and subscribers can send in questions. And one of them recently was Christopher Ince, who asked if Mark Lawrenson could list his top 10 pasta shapes. So I've asked Mark to do that for us.
I'd like to hear that, yeah.
I'm Mark Lawrenson, and these are my top 10 pasta shapes. Number 10, linguine. Number 9, that little one that looks like a wagon wheel. Number 8, penne, reliable, but quite dull. Number 7, lasagna sheet. Sometimes I gnaw on these and blame my house rabbit for the gnawing. Number 6, rigatoni. Number 5, pasta bow tie. Quite jocular, I find. Number 4, pasta seashell. Evocative. Number 3, angel hair pasta. So delicate on the tongue. Number 2, ravioli. Pasta shape with a meaty surprise within. Number 1, of course, alphabetti spaghetti straight from the tin. Thank you. Those are my top 10 pasta shapes.
That's nice of Mark to do that. Not a bad choice.
Yeah, he enjoyed that, I think.
Welcome along to another edition of the Dom Pod, the podcast presented by myself, the winning award. I haven't introduced you yet. Don't speak till I've introduced you.
Sorry.
You got that?
Sorry. Yeah.
All right. Welcome along. It's a podcast where I talk to one of my different celebrity pals every week. And this week, my special guest is a retired celebrity, Mr. Bobowa. Hello, Bob. You can speak now.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, Dom. Thanks for having us.
Are you well?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Continue. Bob, do you ever wonder about the future of mankind?
No, not really. I mean, no. I worry a bit about AI and that, but not really.
What's that in?
Artificial intelligence.
I don't know anything about that. Can you explain that further? How's that work? Come on. It's supposed to be a conversation.
You know, the idea, Dom, that the computers will take over the world and they won't have any need for humans, so they'll destroy
us. That sounds ridiculous. Who's going to present consumer programmes on Daily like BBC One if the bloody robot is running everything? Hey, a robot?
A robot, Dom.
Nah, it ain't going to happen. Forget that, pal. I'm going to change the subject. Do you ever go and view houses that's for sale when you've got no intention of buying them?
Nope.
Just for something to do?
No, I never do that.
Oh, you should. It's really good. I do it, right? But I pretend that I'm an alien, but in human form, and the estate agent's got no idea what's going on. It's a good power play. I love it. You never tried it?
Do you tell the estate agent you're an alien, or you just think it to yourself?
I just imagine myself being an alien. I've assumed human form when I'm acting like a human, but the fella doesn't know I'm actually an alien. Plus, I don't want to buy the ass. It's great.
If it gets you through the viewing, you know, good. Well done, Dom.
You should give it a try. It fills the afternoons, I'll tell you that. I've just got to stop for a moment here for doing a little sponsorship thing. Hold on a moment. This podcast is brought to you in association with Egg and Chips. Ooh, Egg and Chips. Right, we're back now. I ain't got no more questions, sorry. I thought I should have put that in a bit earlier. Nah, I just got to think about the houses and the mankind thing. Do you want to tell me more about artificial intelligence?
Well, it's the development. Stephen Hawking thinks they might take over the world in about 2035, so it's not that long.
Bloody Noah. I could see they might do it in F1. Driverless cars in F1. That will be something. Maybe the drivers would be controlling them with a little them remote control things with the two sticks. One for forwards and backwards and one for side to side on the side of the track.
I don't think its presence in F1 is the problem. It's the fact that we might all die, you know, there'd be no need for humans. Yeah. But you're more worried about F1, yeah?
I think we can both agree, Bob Wilmer, that we hope AI enhances F1, but doesn't lead to the end of civilization as we know it.
Can okay, we agree yeah, on I'll that? Settle for that. Yeah, I'd agree okay. on that, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for joining me on the Dump Pod again, Bob Wilmer, and over and out!
It's I've just been a guest, Andy, on Dom Littlewood's podcast. It's,
Yeah,
it's good. Good
that
podcast.
Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah he did an advert for egg and chips.
Oh, and Jesus Christ!
He was wondering about whether artificial intelligence might start taking over the F1.
Yeah,
sport.
It sounds better than our podcast. Hey, I haven't had any chip shop chips for over a month. Do I look as if I've lost a bit of weight? Look at me.
You do actually. I don't know whether it suits you, to be honest, Andy.
Oh, you prefer me to be fat and unwell? Is that what you'd prefer?
Well, sometimes, you know, you look a bit sallow, you look a bit...
You think I should be more spherical and maybe a bit more jocular?
Yeah, it's more like fun that way, isn't it?
A jolly fat man.
Gangs of the EPL.
Well, as you probably know, Harry Kane's leaving the Tottenham Hotspurs, and he informed his teammates of this decision in the canteen at the training ground, Andy, mm-hmm. yeah? Now, luckily for me, the nice lads from Infinity Rocket Plastics had hot-curtained the Ethernet cables on the CCTV system.
Blimey.
And so they were able to make a hot intercept of the footage and send it to me. Oh, hold on. Here's Moose from Infinity on the line now. That was lucky.
All right.
Hello, Moose.
Is that me? Yeah, John Chalice. Marlene, good every day to you, Bobos, both of us. Just wanted to inquire if you'd received my... That's Roy Hodgson. That's no good. Speaks like John Chalice. Marlene, good every day to you, Bobos, both of us. Just wanted to inquire if you'd received my red-hot intercept from the Spurs canteen.
Yeah, hi, Amos. Yeah, all good. In fact, I was just about to play it for the boys and girls.
Excrement. Just wanted to catch up and ask if you'd be interested in a piece of surveillance I have foundeth, hath falleneth into my lap.
You, maybe, Moose. Tell me more.
Do you like raptors, or birds of prey, as they are more commonly called?
Yeah, they're all right. I couldn't eat a whole one, though.
This footage I have has captured a raptor, namely an osprey, in a most unusual circumstance indeed.
All right, yeah, and what's that?
It is biting an opera singer on his arse.
That's quite a nice image. What is the opera singer doing?
He's having a piss on a tambourine that's full of cherries.
No, it's okay, Moose. Not really our sort of thing. Is that all, Moose? What's the funny, Moose?
Couldn't eat a whole one.
A bit of a delay there, Moose, but much appreciated. Speak to you soon.
Not if I speak to you first. Cheerio, you lunatic.
Cheerio, Moose. Hey, nice to hear you from Moose, Andy.
Yeah.
Right, let's play the footage. So players, okay. I can see the pictures, you can't, so I'm just saying the players are all around a big table and right. Harry's, like, addressing them from the top of the table.
Listen up, guys. I've got a partially upsetting announcement to make that may cause you some distress and upset.
Debbie Alley speaks.
Oh, no, is it Marino coming back? That would push me over the edge. Do you feel me? No, that's not it, Debbie. The news I have is that I've decided to leave Spurs and join one of the Manchester gangs. Any questions? Yes, Winksy.
Dio, whoa, does that mean you won't be coming here every day to look after us and keep Lamella calm?
Yes, I'm afraid so. You will probably never see me again, unless you are lucky enough to be called up to the England squad. Yes, Eric Dyer.
Who will do up my shoelaces?
Listen, it's about time you lot learnt to do things for yourselves. For example, Son Thing, why don't you buy a washing machine instead of bringing your mucky clobber round to my mum's? And you, Undumbly, isn't it about time you stopped wasting your life playing Bubblegum Strike Force on your Nintendo all day? Yeah, what is it, Eric?
It's Eric Lamella. God, you can do it. Do you want to do Eric Lamella?
I would, but I ain't got the script.
All right. Without you, Harry, I might start biting again.
Jesus Christ.
Nobody would be safe. Not even Hugo, who, as you know, has skin as leathery as an archer's thumb. To be honest, this meeting just confirms how urgent and imperative it is that become that I leave the gang. You all act like kids with Pancake Day fever. Will we, Debbie Ellie, will we still be able to say we are the White Hearts, feel our ferocious heat? Yet it's no use to me in Manchester. They have their own gang phrases, branding, chants, mantras, incantations, if you like. Take it as my farewell gift to you all. Yeah, Eric. Can I come to Manchester with you? I don't think so, Eric. They want excellent players, not bang average clogger donkeys. Are you still worried about your shoelaces?
Yes.
Christ's sake. Hugo, will you look after Eric's shoelaces for him?
No, he needs to get up to speed himself, footwear securing wise. That's it then. I'll never play again.
Oh, don't be such a drama armado boy, Eric. I'm sure the club will get you some slip-ons. You know, like how your Thundercat slippers work. Just remember, always enter your shoe before wearing it. Yes, what is it, something?
If you do German, yeah.
German, yeah.
What's German?
This is German.
If you leave, we all leave. Do you agree, lads?
Yeah. Fucking A.
Yeah. Debbie Ellie. We are the White Hearts. Feel our ferocious heat. Oh, come on, Harry. Stay for another shitty season. I'll think about it. I will think about it. Now, come on. Let's get some fucking... No. I'll think about it. Now, come on. Then get some fucking cake down on next. Have you been watching much telly, Andy?
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
I was just going to say, have you seen the rumours that Pochettino won't be coming back to Spurs?
Yes, I know, isn't it?
I think Daniel Levy has been watching that episode of Dallas where Bobby Ewan appeared in the shower and everything was like it was 2 years before. And they just pretended that what had happened in the last 2 years hadn't happened. I think he's just trying to do that. But
it's a weird one, that, isn't it?
I mean, get in the mind of Daniel Levy. But, you know. What are you going to say? Have you watched anything on the telly?
Yeah, God, I just wondered.
What have I been watching? I watched a good documentary that's on Sky Documentaries about the West Indies cricket team of the mid-70s called Fire in Babylon. That was really good. What else have I been watching? I've been watching the darts this week. I don't know, you got anything?
What?
You're
a YouTuber
now, aren't you?
I'm a bit YouTube-y. I did watch the darts. There's a good one on Amazon called Love Fraud.
Right.
That's an excellent little one where some about eight or ten ex-wives track down one of these love con artists, you know.
Oh, right, yeah, that sounds good.
No, it is a good one. I mean, mainly I've been on the YouTube watching Street Beefs. Have you watched Street Beefs?
No, that sounds good. I mean, that could be one of two things. That could be people having a fight in the street, or it could be people cooking beef in the street.
It's fighting.
Oh.
You come and settle your beef on the street, have a scrap.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. You like that sort of thing. And I've also been watching, I know a lot of people are watching it, that thing called Rate My Takeaway with the lad from Barnsley.
Oh, right, yeah. I'm familiar with that, yeah.
He just goes round his local shitty takeaways and rates the food.
Is this the fella who takes his own collapsible table and he sits outside?
That's the one, yeah. You know,
go admire that, yeah.
Adrian Lewis, he's done his own version, Andrew.
Has he?
Right. Yeah. Do you want to hear one? I can put it up.
Yeah, of course.
He's having a go at doing one in the Stoke area. Mm-hmm. It's on the dark net, but Infinity Rocket Plastics sent me a copy harnessing the power supplied by a utility company.
That's unusual, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what, look, I'll just play it for you, right?
All right.
Oh, fuck. I'm on my way to the Big Juicy on the retail park here in Stoke, where I've heard they do something called rejuvenation juices for big lads with a meaty bent. I can't wait. Oh, fuck. There it is. I can smell the render from inside my car. Let's get me wheelbarrow out of the car and fill her up. He walks, he's just walking in the shop now, Andy, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, hello, love, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I fucking am. My knockers are glowing red hot at the thought of these meaty juices. Tell me what you've got.
Yeah, all right. So, all the juices are based on the same stock, which is the combination of crushed goose, debris residue, punched and overboiled turtle heads, and chicken stomachs that have been dropped 100 foot onto the abattoir courtyard, then trampled on by a team of gout sufferers.
Oh, fuck, that sounds sublime. I can already feel my ass crack lubricating like a St. Bernard in the midday sun. Oh, carry on, sweetheart.
So, you can have owl neck and trough water, pig shitty with pastrami, badger stripe with sheep's barooka, or the most popular one, which is called the zoo.
Oh, the zoo, what's in that one?
Nobody knows, but it's got a hell of a meaty punch.
You're lovely, by the way. Can I just say that?
Thank you very much.
Have you worked here long?
Just hold on, will you please? I'm spoken for.
Oh, I bet you are. Oh, fuck. Tell me, I'll tell you what, I'll have one of each, right? One of each, right? I'm outside now. He's just walked outside with his wheelbarrow. Outside now with these beautiful juices from the Big Juicy. Let's get them poured into me wheelbarrow. Oh, there you go. Right, let's get stuck in. Oh, my heart is bursting. It's like swimming in an ocean of liquefied offcuts. All while being caressed by an angel of meat. The goose residue really bursts through. No, fuck those punched turtle heads. Had a real kick at the back of the throat. So, I'm afraid I've got to give the Big Juicy a massive 10 out of 10. Actually, I'll give it 9 out of 10. I'm docking a point now because the juices have actually started to corrode me wheelbarrow on contact. See you next time on Rate My Takeaway. Oh, she was gorgeous, that lass.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed many elements of that. I reckon that's about all we've got time for, Bob.
All right.
I think that's about was done. Quickly, before we go, though, do you reckon Dire Straits are still twisting by the pool, Bob?
Oh, God.
I mean,
no,
it was 1983. And the song's composed in the key of A major with Mark Knopfler's vocal range spanning from A3rd to E5th.
Oh, God.
The song's got a basic sequence of A to D to E as its chord progression. So I'd say it's hard to be sure. I don't know. What do you think?
Look, what will stop this? Yes, I think it's very hard to be sure. I agree. So, see you next time then.
Yeah, thanks everyone. Bye bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.